Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, Rich, how do I sound? Sound.
A little echoier than normal.
Yeah, I'm in a new house, so I apologize for being a little echoey.
How many white claws, by the way? How many?
No.
How many fucking white claws?
No white claws today. I'm a little echoier. That's the word. It's a hard word. You say it. Say it once.
Echoier.
Echoier today because I'm in a new house. Stay tuned, continue to listen, and you will find out why. But first, we are here to warn you that especially today, because I am Cusserina, this podcast is about kids and about our lives and our marriages and our lives, but it is certainly not for kids.
Yeah, it's not for kids. By the way, you're echoier. Repeat after me. Now batting.
Number two.
Derek Jeter. Number two.
Oh my God. This is very echoey. You know what?
Just start the show.
Start the podcast.
Emmy.
What's your name?
Emmy.
Who am I?
Bobby.
Are you showered or are you just
sweating? I just showered. No, I just showered, but I was sweating. So I'm still sweating from the beach because Parker had a surfing lesson, which she was dominating. And I was like in the ocean taking pictures and
look at you.
And then
living the mom life. By the way, I did yoga the other day and
you
I
did?
Was a sweat hog.
Did you do hot yoga or just normal yoga?
It was hot for me, but I don't think it was hot yoga. By the way, our buddy Spot teaches yoga. So I'm doing the yoga. And I'm staring around at everyone else to make sure I know the moves. And I'm like, do people think I'm staring at them or do they know that I'm just lost?
You're looking for, no, that's everybody. I've been doing yoga for years, like on and off. And I always still look. I look just at the teacher. I look around me because sometimes they'll be like, they'll go into like the yoga language. They'll be like, Baddha Konasana or like some weird thing. And you're like, am I supposed to know that move? Does that mean put my left arm over my head and my right leg over my hip? Like you never really know. So no, what I mean, I hope no one thinks you're being a creep, sir.
When they call out poses, like,
yeah.
All right, warrior pose. I'm like, is that up for my interpretation? Like, what do I think a warrior's like?
Whoa,
no, that's not it.
No, there's arms warrior out. One, yeah. Warrior two, warrior three. Get it together. Was this your first yoga class?
Yeah, I mean, my second, but I thought I did okay. But I will say, I couldn't stop staring at, like, the yoga ass in class.
There are some great yoga asses. You're 100% right. Like, some really, really, just it's that perfect little peach. And speaking of peaches, that's Keegan's new favorite song. The Peaches, you know, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
We were just driving home from the beach. And Parker told me that he gets his wheat up in California.
Oh, his wheat, not his wheat. Okay, good. All right, yeah.
And I was like, what do you think? She's like, wheat, you know, like wheat bread. And I was like, totally. That's what he gets in California. He's getting his wheat.
He gets his peaches down in Georgia, his wheat in California.
There you
Makes
go.
Sense. Makes yeah. sense. Well, yeah. Hey, welcome to Have Kids, They Said.
It'll be fun, they said.
Nicole's looking at our Facebook group.
Yeah?
I got to give some old school shout outs.
I love
style.
It. They are, you guys are all so funny, by the way. Like, you guys make me so happy.
I'm
like,
looking at some of the
so
memes,
happy.
Too. Sheena hit us up with a meme that said, please be kind to parents at restaurants. You never know if the restaurant has the right shape of pasta or color of rice or color of straw or shape of cheese or cut of sandwich or size of chicken tender. You never know. So
the right straw, if like, yeah, it's like weird. Like what? Like I gave Keegan cheese sticks cut up for years And if I gave it to him, like the whole log of cheese, nope, don't want it. I'm like, it's the same thing, just not cut up.
I saw another thing that Austin posted. It's when your not kids Boston. Are being assholes, but you still have to make them breakfast. And he made pancakes in the shape of middle fingers.
You know, you got to do what you got to do to get your aggression out. And I respect him for that.
And Chris Benson said, when your kid's dumb, my toddler was about to hit her head on a bar at the playground. So I told her to duck and she cracked at me and then hit her head. That shit's funny. And Andy, who's new to the podcast, she goes, I love it. Despite having a completely different lifestyle than Nicole or Rich, I'm still a parent and a wife, and I find this shit to be hilarious. I listen when I do laundry and wash dishes and do those awful chores, and
yeah,
it makes
you
it
know,
tolerable.
I'm seeing a lot of our listeners like write DM, write on the Facebook, write on Instagram, like tweet, just writing that they listen to us when they're doing the things they don't want to do, so it makes it go by faster, which like makes me feel happy inside. Like I feel like we're making those shitty things not so shitty.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I gotta point out one psycho child, not one of our listeners' psycho children, but did you see that picture of the cute girl? She's 3 years old, and it's a post that says, my niece turned 3 today. She asked for a Lion King cake, but specifically the moment where Mufasa dies, because she, quote, said, everyone will be too sad to eat that cake, so it'll all be for me.
Oh, my God. Okay, number one, this kid's a genius, possibly a future serial killer, but, like, genius in the fact that she knows how to keep all the cake for herself. That is epic, bro.
She
that
wanted
is
a cake, yeah. And, Nicole, one last question off the Facebook, and then we'll get into the meat.
So
of today's show, which,
meat.
By the way, is pastrami. I had a great pastrami sandwich the other day. Holy shit.
Do you know, I had a tuna Reuben down here in North Carolina because I'm still down here. Epic. Oh. I would never think that would be good. It's epic. So good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. How about this from Scott, who hit us up? Real quick feedback, Nicole. My daughter is turning 5 next week.
Got it.
And all of a sudden, she really wants to get her ears pierced. Is it a good age or too young? What age have you guys allowed your daughters to get their ears pierced? And by God, the feedback is like, yeah, no big deal versus
yeah,
way too young.
How old again?
5.
I think that's when we did Parker. I mean, I think she got them. She's 7 now. I think we got them 2 years ago. Listen, when they're ready for it, like I feel like some parents like to do it like when they're like infants. So people don't do the is it a girl or a boy thing. Like some people actually that's when they do it for that reason. I think Parker really wanted it at 5 and we did it. I got mine at 7. Every parent is really different. Like some parents are super strict about it. Like it's this rite of passage. You're not going to get it till you're 14.
Yeah,
like,
it's not a fucking nipple like piercing. Slow down.
Yeah, man. It's not the nipple. It's a lobe. It's not a butt lobe even. It's an actual earlobe. Remember?
Hey, mom, can I get my clit pierced? That's not it. That's
through high school, you know that I begged for my tongue pierced. And she told me my mom, that's who she is, said you're kicked out of the house if you come home with a tongue pierced. And it was like a very popular thing then. Not for any sexual purposes. Honestly, because I thought it would be cool just to sit and play with that thing in my mouth all day.
Yeah, not for sexual purposes.
Whatever.
I one time went on a whole rant. About, this is terrible. I went on a whole rant about girls who have tongue rings.
Have you ever gotten a blowjob with a tongue ring?
I got a blowjob from everybody.
Okay, but was it good? Did it make a difference?
Nothing really super special.
Right?
It was good. But then again,
I mean, it was like a blowjob, but it's not like it did anything. Like, you were like, ooh. You're
like,
ooh.
It's
like
all
when something goes in your ass.
Blower.
You're like, ooh.
It's all in the skill of the blower. I mean, the tongue ring, I mean.
Fair.
You can give great equipment to someone that sucks at something, and they're not going to be good.
You know what? You're right.
But I went on a whole tirade about how anyone that has a tongue ring must just love to suck dick. And then my buddy's sister shows up with a tongue ring. And I'm like, oh, no. I just went on a whole rant to him about.
You're like, such a
sorry.
Fucking asshole. But that happens to us, like being on the radio and doing podcasts like, all the time. Like you say something not like controversial, but you share your opinion. And then everybody that does like isn't for that same opinion is like, I heard you said this. Like, remember when I did the whole thing about the friends who had a really sloppy, gross, you may now kiss the bride kiss, and then they heard it on the radio and were not friends anymore? Like, that shit happens, you know? That shit happens.
I do remember that. Nicole went on a whole rant. This was like a decade ago about she was at a wedding, and it was like, she was like, oh my God, girl, can you believe the la 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 la? That's that. They heard it and was like, Nicole, you ruined our day. We're not friends.
Never talk to him again. Over.
Fuck them.
Careful. Radio is a very dangerous career.
That's what
I'm saying. What do you hate this week, Richard?
What do I hate this week? Oh, this is a good one because I think my wife's around and she is going to chime in on this like a crazy
I love it
person.
When Sarah comes because she brings the fire.
She brings like a mild flame.
True.
So
false.
My daughter, in my opinion, even though she was born in California where your son gets his wheat.
No, that's where Parker gets. Or no, that's actually where Bieber gets his wheat. Parker loves to sing about him getting his wheat there. So she's able to have peanut butter and jelly on
of
wheat
course.
Bread.
Yeah. Where you know, all kids get their wheat.
You
California.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's that's that shit. But we can do yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the clean version.
Well, you can't say that.
You're right.
If you're going to leave out weed. So my daughter is born in California, but I have some weird, stupid pride that she's half New Yorker. Because I
get that. I mean, you are. You're a New Yorker.
You know, my wife and I lived in Manhattan. We lived in Hoboken, New Jersey. I grew up on Long Island. I lived in Brooklyn. I feel very much that in a time where people love to identify themselves, identify as an East Coaster living in California.
Totally. That's fair. And you should. I mean, you've been in New York your whole entire freaking life.
I've been here 6 years. I'm 41. The score is 35-6, New York.
Mm.
My daughter picked up a slice of pizza.
Oh, no.
And I was teaching her to fold it properly. I was like, pick up your slice. No utensils. Fold that bad boy.
Let all the grease drip out into your mouth. All of your
the
chin.
Grease by the, or if you hold it the wrong way, the grease starts dripping into the crust.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I was so proud of her. So proud. Sarah and her mother both offer my daughter...
to cut it?
Fucking ranch dressing.
Oh, I'm sorry. First of all, I'm not a New Yorker like you. I'm an upstate New Yorker, but I grew up eating pizza with ranch or blue cheese, ooh, dipping it into that every night. You order pizza, you ask for a side of ranch and blue cheese.
No.
You're crazy.
No respectful person eats pizza with ranch.
I'm sorry. Ranch or blue cheese. Tell Sarah to try the blue cheese. It's fucking epic, bro.
Sarah has damn lost her fucking mind.
And
if you think...
Okay. No, wait.
Oh. You have to understand.
First of all, where the hell did you come from?
FaceTiming with our freaking daughter.
Tell her she better not be having pizza with ranch. Go ahead.
I mean, it's
I'm
delicious.
Give her a fucking bucket of ranch and throw it on your face.
I would
right, go
love
ahead.
That.
So here's the thing. Emmy is half fucking Texan. She's
yeah, she is.
You're gonna put ranch on stuff, and while I understand as a New Yorker that's like blasphemous and that is insanity, and I get it, she might like it. And why is he gonna deny her things that she likes?
Why is he gonna deny her something that could be the greatest thing that has ever touched her lips?
My daughter is half Texan. She could wear cowboy boots. She could float the river.
Also,
she could like blue bonnets. She could fucking. You know what? To me, she could go to a shooting range and become a marksman.
Also, Rich, you happen to go to Syracuse University. You're telling me you never ordered pizza and asked for a side of ranch or blue cheese, because that's how we do it in Central New York and upstate New York.
Well, that's a sign. You know what it's a sign of? I'll give you
it.
Let me.
What's
let me
it
break
a sign
it down.
Of?
Let me break it down.
Right. Break it down.
If you grew up in New York, you know what? No, I was gonna say something rude.
Oh, but you waited for her to leave the room. Oh, she's back.
Something rude.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna fucking give you an extra thrust.
That's not rude. Maybe she's into the extra
fashion.
Thrust.
So hold on. So, you know what? I got to bring up something about Sarah later. Hold on.
Oh, you're just going to write down some notes? Everybody who's listening, Rich fully writes notes like he's like John Nash from A Beautiful Mind the whole time we do the podcast. And sometimes he gets lost in them and is like, what were we talking about?
Fuck it, that's I'm a how maniac. He is. I know. So, when you grew up in Connecticut, Long Island, Jersey, New York City, Brooklyn, places that have good pizza, you don't even need or want toppings. Cheese pizza, plain as we call it, is enough.
No.
When you start getting toppings, you know when you get toppings? You get toppings when you get Domino's or Papa John's and you need like fucking shit on top.
There's nothing like a good just plain New York slice of pizza, but like it's not like sacrilege or wrong to like toppings. Like there are people that like shit on their pizza or they wouldn't offer the fucking toppings, Rich. So I don't know why you hate this so much.
Let me tell you. I know I sound very much like your best buddy, Stanley T.
Yeah.
Who is like, wow, how coincidental, Stanley T, that your kid loves everything you fucking love. Because Stan, like, pushes everything. Like,
yes, yes,
yo,
yes,
it's
yes,
really
yes.
weird. My kids love Fat Albert. It's like, no, Stan. Yeah, they do not. That. Man, my kids love Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Really, Stan?
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't want to push it on, but I just feel like it's my job as someone that grew up on the East Coast that knows good Italian
Fair.
Food not to allow my daughter to put ranch on.
You and know, I
Sarah,
get that.
Sarah can handle the brisket and the cowboy boots and everything that's Texas.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But also, especially with kids when they can be so picky, try not to ever deter them from anything. I mean, we already have a hard enough time getting them to try shit. If you don't like it, I get it. But like, you know, zip it. Like, let her try her shit, okay? So we both hate white.
You want ranch? Go to fucking Papa John's.
She's still in there. I'm pissed off. So it is interesting that what we both hate this week is a white liquidy substance.
Ooh.
And no, mine is not cum. Yours is ranch. Mine is sunscreen. I do not ever in the history of my life. And yes, we don't remember everything from our childhood. But like you go to the pool, you go to the beach, you go somewhere where you're going to be outside in the motherfucking sun and your parents got to put sunscreen on you, right? You got to lube up. I have every time and we've been down here for now close to 3 weeks in the Outer Banks and it's hot as the bitches. Now, I don't know. It's hot as bejesus, it's hot as the balls. It's hot as a motherfucker. I have never in my life. And the sun is shining. I feel like I have to put it all over them. Now, Keegan is like me. He's a completely different race. But I still worry about his skin. Parker burns in 2 seconds. I hate that it's like, no, it's like crying. It's like I'm chasing. I chased Parker the other day. She had a hand mark swiped across her back tan or burn because I was like, I quit. Like I was like, got like a little bit on her back. Like, I just don't understand. Like, why is it? It's like, I am trying. Like, and then I said one day, I said, you're fine. Burn. Burn, bitch.
Burn.
Burn. Burn. Like, and she's gotten burnt accidentally before and been crying and knows the pain. So, like, why? And it's like, and once I get to the face for, like, Keegan, it's like he's moving around like he's in a video game. Like, it's not that bad. Let me put on a little lotion. It could take me probably 1 minute, 15 seconds. I think I could do the whole body quickly, perfectly, and get every
as inch. Usher would say, gotta let her burn. Gotta let her burn.
Let her burn. I'm literally finding myself in the morning. So then I stopped doing it at the beach because I was like, let's do it here when it's cool. So then I don't freak out. Like we're in the air conditioning in the house. It's done. Then you get to the beach. You can go right in the water. It's not even gotten like an inch easier. Like it is, I am chasing. I am running I'm running a relay race. I'm running a full-blown relay race. And then I'm like squirting it midair just to see
if I can get a little. Have you thought about making your life easier? And you're going to probably say, well, Rich, they're not as good. But
the sprays?
No, okay. I can't. I hate the lotions. The spray to me, it's like if I'm ever out and about, I'm like, just spray.
Yeah, you know what? They made the spray to make you think that it takes 2 seconds. You spritz, 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 but you still have to rub it in. Otherwise, you're going to get these weird streaks. It doesn't, like, perfectly cover the body. Right?
You should draw a penis on Matt's back with suntan lotion.
Nothing would make me fucking happier. That bitch burns, like in half a second.
Just draw a big dick on Matt's back with sunscreen.
And he's, like, a fall asleeper at the beach, so, like, I should. But I'm just telling you, I have so much sunblock here, and I am... It's everywhere but on them. And I can't do it. I hate fucking sunblock, and I hate the kids that I'm chasing after to try to put it on. Burn, bitch.
Let me tell you something about sunblock. Nowadays, when we were kids, I feel like we didn't really use sunblock.
Not as much.
And then if we did, I feel like it was like once in a while.
It was like a once apply. Now it's like reapply. We know more about the sun.
Both of my kids, like Sarah has them in like, they look like little fucking scuba divers, like swimsuits with sleeves.
We actually have, some friends that we go away with. And we always joke that they make their kids look like mimes. Like they don't even rub it in. Like it's just white paint. Like it's like they zinc them and they just like run around all day.
I remember having sunburns as a kid. I was a dark little kid. I was always burnt and tan. Like, yeah. No one was slabbering sunblock on me. But, Nicole, I think, it's a different generation. We're a little safer with kids now.
I mean, I should love sunblock because it's trying to protect us. But sunblock, I hate you this week.
Can I tell you what sunblock and weed have in common.
What do they have in common, bud?
Two things in my life.
Weed or wheat?
No, weed.
Okay.
Weed and sunblock. Two things in my life that 90% of the time I bum off of someone else that I've never bought.
You know what? Those do have, that's kind of true. I mean, there's a whole jar sitting right over there.
So I'm never the one buying weed, but I'll certainly smoke with you for fun, but I'm not buying it. I go to the beach or pool, and my instinct is like, someone there will have it.
Yep.
And you always just be like, oh, you know, I forgot. Can I get a little squirt?
Yeah.
You know, weed and sunblock, things that you could bum and no one will notice.
I love it.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
So, I'm going to have a drink right now. I have the past few episodes because, well, I've been on vacation.
Well, yeah, people were commenting on our social media that they love it when you're at least 2 to 3 White Claws deep. What are you drinking today? It looks like some type of juice vodka concoction.
I'm really into, you know, like you said, all of the beer companies are starting to do their own ones. There's like a Budweiser, a Bud Light, like lemonade.
The Bud Light lemonades. The seltzers are fantastic.
So I've had two of those, and this is a vodka and something else. But you know why I'm allowed to do that today? It's my anniversary. I have survived 9 years with a man named Matt Ryan. Actually, I've survived being married to him for 9 years. And we've been together. Well, we started sleeping together in 2007, but we didn't get together until 2008. You remember when I told you when we first started sleeping together and you were like, get rid of this guy, he's bad news. And probably should have gotten rid of him. But I have these beautiful babies to show
for. I
like
them. I just thought he was
bad news.
More of a fuckboy than a husband.
Well, he was. He was a great fuckboy for a while. And then, well, you know. Anyway, so happy anniversary to us.
Oh, by the way, side note, you said those the seltzers.
Oh, I love them.
Topo Chico might be my favorite. But there is my buddy Nico in Scottsdale. I was driving through Scottsdale.
Love
Nico. Nico's my boy. He's
very
like, yo,
handsome.
For real? The truly... iced teas. Not truly. I'm sorry. The original White Claw iced teas. They taste like Snapples, Nicole. They have peach, raspberry.
I need it.
White Claw iced teas. You'll thank me later. Continue with your chaos.
Okay, so this is what we need to talk about today. I mean, this really is just, this is basically falls under the category of you can't make this up. Did this fucking really just happen to me? I want to cry. I want to be in the fetal position. We planned this beautiful trip down to North Carolina for the second year, right? Down to OBX. And we're so excited because this year we had a ton of friends come. We had the whole Ryan family here. We got to see a couple sets of friends. It's just been such a special, special time. We got this great house, a second away from the beach, like across the street, a pool. It has just been amazing. The house was huge. We had a blast.
Do you love it so much that you've become one of those families that now has the oval OBX sticker on their car?
We're super against. And if you have one on your car, that's fine. I'm not super against them. Matt is like, if you ever put a fucking sticker on my bumper, I'll end you. Yeah, he. Okay. But we have a lot of OBX things because we're huge fans of being down here.
You need a hoodie. Get a hoodie. There you go.
So yeah, got a hoodie. Oh, done. Done and done. So when we plan to come down here, obviously we have to have a place that's dog friendly. Number one, because some of the people that were coming down here had dogs and were dog lovers. We have a dog, a small Shih Tzu who maybe Leah was 10 pounds, 11 pounds. Hypoallergenic, doesn't bark. He's kind of like a cat dog. Like he doesn't really do anything. He kind of just like hangs around and snuggles. So I had asked Matt, he said, you know, they don't allow dogs, but I called one person and she said it was okay. And he was like, one other person said it wasn't, but it'll be fine. If something happens, I will pay a fine. It'll be fine. Right?
Is Snoop allowed?
I'm sure Snoop's allowed anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Because,
fair enough.
Just obvi. So we have these 2 weeks. Our last group of friends leaves, and we're here now. It's our final week, and it's just going to be us. It's going to be quiet now. We're like, oh, it'll be kind of nice to have nobody here, no visitors, and just, like, do whatever we want to do.
So wait, this is you right now not flustered?
This is me now.
Okay. I'm just checking.
So I think this is Sunday. Our last group of friends leaves. And we're sitting. We're, like, you know, kind of just, like, cleaning up a little bit. And we're sitting out by the pool, letting the kids play. Matt goes, I just got a call from the realty. The realty? Is that the word?
The real estate person? The realtor.
No, it's like the realty company where you rent the place from. Realty?
Realty. The I is not really pronounced.
It's like in Tommy Boy or Black Sheep, but he's like Road. Okay, whatever. The company called and they were like, hi, Mr. Ryan, we need you to call us back immediately. And he's like, fuck, what do you think they want? And he was like, oh God, I bet it's about the dog. And I was like, why? He said, well, while you were taking a nap, a woman showed up at the door and was like, your fucking dog was out in the street. There was this one door that if he didn't close to the pool, Leo could get out. And so he would kind of roam, but he doesn't really like do anything. He just roams and we would get him. But it was always the kids' fault. The kids would bust out of the pool and we'd be like, close the fucking door. And they didn't. And Leo got out one too many times. Matt gets in a fight with this woman and he slams the door in her face. I'm taking a nap. Cut to now the place calls and he goes, I have this weird feeling that that woman went and called that place and reported that there was a dog here. And I was like, you told me it was okay to have a dog here, Matt. He goes, no, it's one person said yes. One person said no. I don't actually think. He was like, whatever, it'll be fine. He's calling this bitch back. No one's picking up. 10 minutes later, two women show up at our house. One larger woman, one's like skinny, sweet looking woman. They just looked like they meant business. And they were like, hi, like Keegan and Parker, like, hey. He's like, Mr. Ryan, can I speak to you out here? And I was like, fuck. And I just figured it was going to be like, he's dead. Like, oh God, we're going to have to pay like, I don't know, a couple $100 fine. It's just going to suck. He goes out and then he goes, are you serious? And he comes back and he goes, they're kicking us out. We have 4 hours to leave this house. They're evicting us.
You're evicted from a rental?
We were evicted. So is it Matt's fault because he just rolled the dice because no fucking rules apply to him? Or how many times do we have to fucking tell the kids to close the goddamn... What? I'm doing a podcast. We can play the dice game in a little bit. You've already gotten us evicted. Go upstairs and I'll be done. Go play.
Get out of here.
Tic-tac-toe with Parker.
Take your hand out of your pants while you're at it, Keegan.
Close the door. So now I'm like, you think I'm sweating? What do you think my nose looked like, Rich? You think
there's a little sweat coming down? Your sweaty nose. Your sweaty nose, like you're under a heat lamp at a police station.
He's shaking back and forth. Keegan, he goes, what? He goes, we're getting kicked out. Keegan looks at the women and he goes with his finger, you can't kick us out! These poor women, now they feel bad. Parker starts hysterically crying. And he goes, what if I say I'm not leaving? They're like, the sheriff's department is going to be here in just a few hours if you do not pack up your stuff and leave. And I was like, can we call the owners? Like, this dog, we told them, like, and I was screaming at Matt, this is not, like, are you joking? 4 hours? I can't pack up here in 4 hours. We've been here with a million families for 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's like,
it was the worst thing ever. So Matt sat and tried to find another house. There was one house down here that could take us that had you were allowed to have dogs. And they kept our money for the last week. Oh, a few $1,000s, bam, boom, gone.
Well, are you going to get that back?
No, they don't give it back. You went against the rules.
No, you get that back. Nicole, I thought you were the master at this.
You know I am, but they were kicking us out and that was not the time to fight. I could try to go back and fight. Matt called back and was like, my wife's very sick. This is one of her... He didn't know what to do. He was like, anything not to have to do this. And it was like, not that then with Matt and Parker screaming, I have to go back to New York City. Like, we have one whole week. It was just so upsetting. And we packed up that whole house. I've never sweat more in my life. I've never been angrier with him in my life. And Matt was just like, this is a good, you know, this is a good lesson, kids. It's a good lesson, you know. Daddy lied and look what happened. And I was like, this is a great lesson. So now so if you notice old ladies, the house that we're these, in is completely different.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just said to Kelsey, our producer, when you frantically were running around with your kids, I said, That's a beautiful house. That doesn't look like the house she was in last week.
Well, the house that we had to rent because there was no other choice was brand new. It's never been rented before. It's lovely.
Let's break it down. How much extra money are we paying here?
Well, I hate talking about money, but like we lost about four grand from the other one because that last week.
Holy bananas.
Then this one, I think, was another $3,000 or $4,000. So
you lost $3,000 or $4,000 because you had a double book, essentially.
No. We lost $3,000 or $4,000 from that last house because they wouldn't give it back. Then we had to rent this house for a week for $3,000 or $4,000.
So if you had never rented the new house, you would have paid the $3,000 or $4,000. So essentially you're out $3,000 or $4,000.
Yes. Okay. That's a better way to think about it, actually. Thank you. Whose fault is it? Is it Matt's or is it the kids? Because guess what? If the kids listened and kept the door fucking shut every time they left the pool, nobody would have seen the dog. He wouldn't have gotten out. Or is it Matt's for fucking just straight up lying? Because whose fault? Kids or Matt? It's fucking Matt's fault.
I think it's Matt's fault, first of all. What does Matt want to do that's $3,000 or $4,000? Matt, next time Matt buys an expensive golf club or wants to do something?
No, the answer is
you
no.
You should fucking return it without telling him. And he's like, where's my new driver? You could be like,
Wait.
That was the...
Wait, I'm sorry. I forgot the best part. Because the 4 hours was not reasonable. He dropped us off here with all the stuff we packed up, but we still had to do the kitchen, a couple other things. He goes, I'll go back after I get you there. He dropped us off at like 8, goes back. Someone calls and calls the police and claims that there's someone breaking into this rental. So 4 cop cars show up and I have to arrest Matt.
Oh my God.
And I go, no, this is not happening. Are you serious? The cops? And then Parker hears everything and she's like, is Daddy going to jail? I'm like, no. Like, I was so mad. So they made him sit on the porch steps waiting until they could verify that he was just going to get the last of the stuff. Like 4 hours to pack up a house like that. The food, it's not doable.
No, it's not easy, especially when you got 2 little kids running around. And by the way, Matt Ryan, you know what he learned? Matt Ryan.
The rules never fucking apply to Matt. Always. He just does whatever the fuck he wants.
I am guilty of the same thing your husband's guilty of. And Sarah always yells at me about it. I like to think that I'm above the law, Steven Seagal style.
Yeah.
Above the law.
He goes, whatever. I'll just, you know what? If they catch the dog, that's what he thought. I'll just pay it fine. No, you won't. What? We're gonna get evicted.
Matt arrogantly thought money could solve this.
Yep. Well, it did. A lot more than we planned on.
This is not the $200 fine I thought.
No. Oh, also quickly, they found Matt's weed, the cops, and they were like, Mr. Ryan, if you want to just go and take this and put it in the back of your car, we won't say anything. So.
Well, that's very nice. They didn't take his wheat.
His wheat. Yes. Yeah. All that wheat.
Oh, that was a good one to call.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, this has been a very stressful few days. That was supposed to be a relaxing vacation.
Well, Nicole, I think it's time for a little something we call kids ruin everything.
Oh, everything.
I feel even guilty saying that because I feel like they bring me so much joy while simultaneously ruining a lot of things.
Fair.
You're looking at your phone. Is it the cops?
No. I'm so nervous every time I get an email. Like, I'm going to get, like, charged more. I'm sorry. I'm done. My phone's away.
Ma'am, well, we withdrew $10,000 from your account. You know, the old doggy fine.
I don't know. I'm so scared. There's nothing like this. I've never been in trouble with the law.
Oh, you're not aware of the local Outer Banks law, are you? Well,
no, they do. They do. They ruin everything. They do. And you can trace everything back to them ruining it, really.
And a lot of times, my example is kids ruining things that they don't even get their hands on yet.
Exactly.
So my wife and I are healing. We're here in California getting wheat for you.
You got it.
And we're picking out furniture and stuff for the house, right? Because we're moving in after 5.5 months of living in Texas. We're finally getting the okay to start moving into our renovated house in California. So we're at the store looking at couches at Living Spaces. Do you have that on the East Coast?
Living Spaces? No, I feel like we have like Raymore and Flanagan, Jennifer convertibles, Bob's.
Didn't you
love
fuck
Bob's.
Flanagan? Didn't you fuck Flanagan in college or was that Raymore?
I don't know, but Flanagan's kind of does sound like a frat boy name. Yo, bang Flanagan last night. Right?
Oh, that's no, you saw Siemens first. See Siemens first.
Oh, wait, quickly. By the way, there's a place called Dirty Dicks down here, and we went there, and now on the beach, Keegan keeps screaming, can we go to Dirty Dicks?
Well, we're at Living Spaces.
Yeah.
Getting a new couch, and we start to get in a debate. And I should have reached out to you. We hit up a few of our friends with like, hey, what do you like better, couch A or couch B?
Why didn't you? I feel like offended that you didn't hit out on me. Hit me up.
You know what? You know what I did? I decided that I want to purchase this couch without kids in mind, because every one of our friends who has kids is like, well, I would, you know, go with the darker one or this or that. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I don't want to have some doo-doo brown dark couch or some dark gray couch just because we have kids. I don't want a white couch, but I wanted like this nice, like a lighter tan couch. And Nicole, remember today, because today's the day I'm telling you, we chanced it and we're going with like a light tan couch.
Wait, light tan, like how tan? Like a camel or like a beige?
Before vacation.
Okay, got it. Okay, there. Yeah. I know the color you
like
speak
in
of.
In between me and you.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not like an off-white tan, but nonetheless, everyone's like, well, you have kids. And I hate the fact that you have kids means get fucking shitty dark colors of furniture. And it's just another example of like, what are they, jelly, what, peanut butter, fingers,
you know what happens
cake?
Is we have like a gray couch, like a light gray couch, which is probably not very smart. And like all of our pillows are white, our carpet was white, and I'm just kind of like, whatever, we'll get new throw pillows, we'll get a new carpet, like it's a is it a throw carpet, an area
a rug.
Yeah. Like but I like those colors, I think it looks nice, and like you just like replace it. Plus we get our couch cleaned twice a year. Get a good couch, deep clean, and you're good to go. Shit happens.
I will say I am never ever the sucker that pays for like warranties, because I'm like, fuck it, I hate that shit. But it was a few hundred dollars, and they're like, any food or children stains is covered, and they will come to your house and clean the couch for you. So I was like, you know what? Might be worth it. It's 5 years. It was a couple hundred dollars for 5 years. And I said, I hate doing warranties, but I did it.
You're so excited to get this couch, right? Like, you're so excited to be decorating, getting all this cool new stuff. And then what happens? It's like, fuck, the kids are going to fuck it up. Like, that's like annoying.
Sarah already put the jinx on it. She goes, oh, I can't wait for Ben's peanut butter hands. And I'm like, stop. Why even say that?
Guess what, though? It's not even the peanut butter hands. You have friends over, they have a glass of red wine. You have, I don't know, you're eating cereal. I can picture you shoveling Lucky Charms into your mouth and spilling milk all over. Not even the kids.
They're like, magically delicious.
They are magically delicious. And not all over your fucking couch.
So I think my rule of thumb now is I'm just going to live. And if your kids destroy shit, then that's the part of the charm of your house. Like, hey, I have a nice couch. Oh, see that little stain over there? What are you going to do? That's Emmy eating a fucking chocolate bar. Wait, and I'm just going to live with it, because I'm not going to change the design for the kids.
You shouldn't. You absolutely shouldn't. You should go with your vibe. You be the Chip and Joanna Gaines that you were meant to be. Do you understand me?
Thank you.
Look at
me. I'm glad.
You are Chip. You are Chip Gaines, and you were meant to be him.
By the way, our buddy Covino used to think, we've talked about Chip and Joanna Gaines. Have you watched those shows? At first glance, you're like, oh, Joanna Gaines is hot. What's with Chip? Know what you start to realize? You start to realize that the real prize is Chip Gaines.
All right, I want to talk about something quickly.
What's going on?
Chip is not the real prize. Hey, Keegan, you want to come out of the pantry right now? Because he's in the pantry with the door closed. What are you doing in there? Come here. I want to see what you're doing. There's a whole bag of cookies in there. Come here.
I hate you, son. Is he gonna try?
What's in your hand? Are you eating chocolate cookies? Yeah. Little fuckface.
Fucking liar. You know what? He got it from his dad.
You did.
Oh, we don't have a dog.
No, he didn't, because he didn't even lie. He's not a liar. What happened to the blue house? What happened?
It broke.
No.
It
what
broke.
Happened to us? What happened?
We just got...
What happened?
Kicked out.
That's what happens, yeah.
It's adorable.
Okay, so...
All right, hey, let me ask you, how do kids ruin everything for you?
Oh, well, I mean, let me count the ways. This week, that cute little boy we call Keegan really had a lot of shit problems. And I'm sorry if you're eating a snack. You're right. I shouldn't say shit. A lot of shit problems. And I just never experienced anything like this. Okay. He is well potty trained. We're going to go back to the old house, right? We're back at the old house before we got kicked out, evicted. And I see him. He's out at the pool and he's dancing. You know the duty dance?
Yeah.
He's dancing. And I'm like, he's got to go. And I'm like, do you have to poop? No, I'm good. I put all this up. I got him. No, I'm good. But I know he is squeezing those butt muscles. Or what is it? His sphincter is tighter than he's doing
glute exercises at a poolside.
He is holding that shit back, man. He does not want anything to do. He does not want to go. He wants to go play.
That's when you break out the Daniel Tiger song that clearly you're not aware of.
If you have to go and you wanna,
If you have to go potty, stop and go right away.
Sorry, there's so many, I know.
Yeah, if you have to go potty, stop and go right away.
Yeah, well, he didn't listen to fucking Daniel, okay? Daniel was not a part of his thought process. Because maybe 20 minutes later, I heard him go, I'm done. And I was like, oh, he did make his way to the bathroom. And I walk in and he goes, Mommy, I spilled poop everywhere.
I spilled
it. Everything he spills, he throws up, it means he spilled. I look down. Now, we're in someone else's house. There's a rug all around the toilet. There is shit explosion all over the rug, all over his swim trunks, all over his feet because he's been stepping in it like it's a muddy puddle. Actually, he told me it looked like a muddy puddle. You know, Peppa Pig. It's all around the toilet seat and it's all over his hands. So I did what you do best, Rich. I went, Matt! You call Sarah, right? You call Sarah! And you just came. And he came down and he goes, all right, Nicole, get the fuck out of here. Like, he knew I wasn't going to do a good job. And I was like, I didn't know where to start. Like, where do you start? I went to get like the disinfecting wipes and the bleach and like everything.
Sarah!
What's the matter, help me?
When they clean that house, they're like, yeah, sure, the dog. You're like, no, it's my kid.
Sure, pal. Okay, now this is cut to in the new house this morning. I went poop fishing because Keegan loves his little cars, his little Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah.
And I hear him crying, and I was like, go up in the toilet, and he's sitting on the toilet, and he goes, my car fell in my poop. Can you get it? I was like, absolutely not. That car is gone. He went to heaven. And he was like, he didn't. He's right there. I see him. And I was like, Keegan, I am not reaching my hand in to get the car to your
Come on,
poop.
You have to. I would.
Matt!
Sarah!
Matt comes up with a massive butcher knife, and he pulls it out. And we disinfect the whole thing. It's like the Duty Chronicles. It's like I've never had more shit problems with this kid than ever in the past couple weeks. That's why kids fuck up everything with their shit. They're shitty kids. Fuck my life. Now, I think it looks like it's time for a minute. We all need a minute, right? We just need a minute. I always say that and like I need longer than a minute, but like sometimes I just need a minute. Like this morning I walked away because I was fighting with Parker and she was like, I'm not whining. And I'm like, you saying I'm not whining is whining. So I walked away to take some breaths and take a minute. Sometimes we need a minute.
You're not my real mom. Wait, how is that possible? No. So here's here's what I wanted to talk about. I just want to throw it out there. I want you to think about it. Perhaps next week we dive into this a little more. My wife is into smut novels.
Oh, me too. I love smut novels.
No, but like smut novels.
Like worse than 50 Shades of Grey?
Sarah, get over here. Just for
wait a minute. Are we starting? Is the minute started?
The minute has started. But
fuck! I wasn't ready.
What is the name of the book you were reading? Or audiobook?
It's called A Crown of Gilded Bones from the Blood and Ash series. It has
closer, please.
Can you text it to me, Sarah?
The book is called A Crown of Gilded Bones, and it's the third book out of the Blood and Ash series. It is out of 800 pages. There's like 6 sex scenes. It's not like every other page is smut.
Okay, we were driving from Texas to California.
Why were you listening if you weren't even a part of the listening at the beginning?
I'll explain. So we're taking turns driving, right? Who's ever in the passenger seat riding shotgun is usually like on their phone with their AirPods in, like, you know, going through social media or watching something on Netflix.
Right.
The driver gets the radio. When I'm driving, I'm usually listening to music.
Right.
Sarah drives. She listens to audiobooks. I take my AirPods out, and all of a sudden I hear, and then he put his throbbing cock. And I'm like, throbbing cock? What are you listening to?
You know what, Rich? You fucking leave that poor woman.
An erect penis, then throbbing cock, and that's what they use.
Yeah, I think throbbing cock sounds... Sarah, I know she can't fucking hear me because God forbid you give her a goddamn headphone. But you know what? I think throbbing cock, although a little much, it sounds better, like more poetic than erect penis. So I'm all for the throbbing cock.
Throbbing cock sounds like a great name for an indie band.
Okay, by the way, you went way over your minute, but that's okay because that was epic. Also, just so you know, when I read all the 50 Shades of Grey books, like I was on like the last book, like laying on my stomach on the couch, just like reading, and Matt walked in, he goes, "Are you dry humping the couch?"
It's great. All right, your minute.
All
go.
Right, wait, I'm not ready. I wrote it down. I wrote it down because I have so many minutes. I need so many minutes in the matter. Oh, this is epic. Okay.
Go.
I'm afraid my daughter might already have whore tendencies. Like, already, because, like, and I say that, like, jokingly, but, like, she's so, like, flirt, because she's so social. Like, she's the kid I've told you before in other episodes. Like, she walks up to a kid at the park and is like, "Hey, my name's Parker. Want to play with me?" There was like a squad, and I mean like a serious group of very handsome, much too young for me boys that had all their surfboards, like bleach blonde hair, just like dirty, salty hair. And they just were like, they were gorgeous. They were handsome. And they were like, "So yeah," like they were just ahead of us walking onto the beach. And they were like, "Yeah, like we got like a whole squad." And all of a sudden Parker goes, "Hey guys, can I be part of your squad?" I was like, and then they kind of turned back and laughed, right? It's like, I'm worried about that with my son too. Last week it was like, "Hey ladies," on the beach. Like, am I just raising just whore bag children? I don't know. It was cute. And they go, "Of course."
Well, what do they always say? Take a look at mom and dad.
Gosh, it was very cute. But like she knew that they were handsome, like she knew that they were cute, and she knew that that was a cute thing to say because they were like, "Yeah, we got this whole squad." She was like, "Hey, can I be part of your squad?" I was like, "I would not have known to say that at 7 years old. Like, you're way cooler than me, and
squad
you're definitely
goals.
Gonna get it hardcore when you're old enough."
All right. Well, hey, Nicole, that was fun. That was a fun one this week.
I'm exhausted. I feel like I just did a workout, and I was kind of like mad at myself for not working out today. So.
All right, warrior pose, go.
Warrior 1, 2, and 3. Could you show them to me on the screen right now, or you don't know them?
Yeah, wait, hold on. I think I know.
Okay, show me one. Okay, right now. Oh my God, we might need to do screenshots of this. Warrior 1. Nope, that's 2. Wrong already.
Right.
Nope, that's not even any of the warriors.
Right?
Nope, but it's okay. You keep working on that, buddy. You got it.
In you. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it, subscribe. We got new episodes every Thursday. And if you really loved us, not only rate us 5 stars, leave a review, tell your friends about it. The only way this is going to grow will be you.
Yes.
Because it's not like there's promoting the hell out of this. So here's what you got to do. You got to tell a friend. Anytime you're talking to one of your friends about parenting or life or you're complaining, say, "Hey, you know what you should spend 45 minutes a week doing? Listening to this dope podcast I love, Have Kids, They Said." So spread the word, spread your cheeks, have a great week.
They'll just bring the lulls. And who doesn't need lulls in their life right now? Our girl Kelsey Albright is our producer, who, God bless that motherfucker. I love
God,
the girl.
I always say Kelsey, God bless that motherfucker. I'm Rich Davis. You can listen to me on my podcast, Kavino and Rich. I'm on Sirius XM, The Pulse, Pop 2K, Hits 1, and that's Nicole.
You can hear me weekday mornings on The Morning Mashup on Sirius XM, Hits 1. And, Have Kids, They Said.
It'll Be Fun, They Said, is a Sirius XM production.
Sirius XM Podcasts.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.